at 772-286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message. It was funny, in Jamaica, you know, we have pastors from everywhere, a lot of different places come, and I watched their countenances in that, and I watched the different capacities. Some of them went ballistic after the service, just... But some of them, about midway through, their eyes were just looking straight ahead. In the spirit, I could see smoke. There was short circuit. You know, it was an overload. The circuitry couldn't take it. In the beginning, they were shouting. I remember one guy in particular, I see his face right now. He was up. He was an older pastor. He was up. Yeah. Yeah. About the middle of the service, he's sitting down. He wouldn't even look at me. I was loving on him. I wasn't preaching on him or nothing like that. But just he had just maxed out. His shot glass was full. But see, it's in your wilderness as you collect these ingredients for the... See, it's the oil that you have to be covered with to enter or to get up here. Now, we all have access, okay? Every one of us has access. Every one of us has access to the ingredients, to the anointing oil. The high priest was the only one in the Old Testament. We all have it here. But how much of it have you gathered? See, some of us just talk to God from here and don't seek to really get there. Some talk to him from here. Some talk to him like this. And he loves you. He's going to care for you. He's going to bless you. But if it's a shot glass, he's going to fill it up. Then as you take your shot, you're through. You got the hiccups. You know, you drunk now. You had your shot. Child, please. We got drunk in the Holy Ghost. But when you go through the wildernesses and in time of testing, and God doesn't test us with evil, in time of challenge, when you choose to obey God, when you choose to obey, is when the rubber band starts to expand. He obeyed. See, Jesus learned obedience to what he suffered. But his rubber band stretched to eternity. He could contain it all because he obeyed. He learned obedience. Never that he was disobedient, but he learned obedience through what he suffered. And as we go through and we learn these things, our capacity is stretched. You see, the word is not trying to take anything from you. It's trying to add to you. Because there's greatness in you. There are dimensions in you that have to be mined. Amen. Why? Because I see Christ forming on another level. And we always have to know that God is for us. He's not against us. And the word always comes to elevate us. But see, when a prophetic word is released, something dies, but something is birthed. And so I don't want to hold on to what's dying. That's why I have to be prophetic. Dramatic change comes. So I don't want to hold on to what's dying. I want to be prophetic and let go of that, because God is saying something to me on a new level. He's speaking something into my heart. I'm beginning to be aware of something higher. So I can't get entangled with the thoughts of people. Or how people are getting engaged with fighting the spirit of people. There's a spirit of provocation. Amen. Spirits of intimidation, unbelief, all kind of spirits. And people are conduits. And so it says, resist not evil. That's not, in the spirit realm, you speak to these things. You ain't got to get in nobody's face trying to tell them off, get the devil off of you. No, he's going to be all over you. Let me give you a piece of my mind. There you go. Then lost your mind. We wrestle. Wrestling has to do with the struggle to move. To struggle to move something. to deal with or control something. Wrestling. See, this is what we do. Let me give you the word for fight here so that we can really bring the word fight. When Paul talked about fighting, you know, sometimes the thought comes to your mind about slapping somebody, punching them in the eye. Are we fighting? It's on now. It's me and you. Or fighting with the devil. That, erase that. Let that die. The word fight is not a negative word. What fight means, it causes you to act while moving towards an outcome that is good. That's what fight is. It causes you to act while you're moving toward an outcome. All this other stuff is trying to tell you differently. But you are moving toward an outcome that is good, so you are acting. What are you doing? You're fighting. I'm not succumbing to these things. I'm not grappling. I'm not angry and frustrated. And when that happens, things around you have gotten to you. And they try to steal from you that precious beauty that is the Holy Spirit. We don't ever see Jesus. One time he got to where he put the cords together. I don't think he was cussing them out. But he went in there, he turned tables over. He had a zeal and a passion for his Father's house. It wasn't even about him. Amen. It was about his Father's house. Amen. And he said, my Father's house shall be a house of prayer. You have made it a den of thieves. And he went in turning stuff over, and the disciples were right with him, because the disciples thought this was how they were going to establish the kingdom. Get the swords out. Kill them all. He said, no, if my kingdom were of this world, then my disciples would fight with the sword. But they that live by the sword, you're still here. If you live by the sword, I'm talking about the natural sword. You're still here, but you're a dead man walking. You can quote the same verses of scripture, but there's no anointing. You can do the same things, but like Samson, you shake, but ain't nothing happening because you've took the wrong weapon. There's a spiritual sword, the word of God. That's what we live by. I don't ever have to confront someone. Now, there may be times where you have to say something directly to a person. But like the Lord speaking to Peter, he looked at Peter when Peter said, this ain't going to happen to you. He said, get behind me, Satan. He didn't call Peter the devil. You devil, you. Now, Peter was a disciple. Peter was earmarked as an apostle. But Jesus looked beyond him in his eyes at the one trying to manipulate him and said, get behind me, Satan. Thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of man. See, Peter was trying to get the glory in the natural. We're not going to let this happen to you. We'll die first. This ain't happening. What, this humiliation? No. Little did he know, that was the portal. If I don't, there'll be no traversing. There'll be no product coming. The veil will not be torn. There'll be no access to the Father. I am that lamb, that sacrificial lamb that will take away the sins of the world. Peter and them were in the natural. You know, in the garden, he drew his sword. He meant well. And see, that's what we have to understand. Sheep mean well, unless it's, let me say, the black sheep. You know, they call you the black sheep of the family, the one always causing the trouble. And I'm just saying, you know, all sheep are sheep. I don't care what color sheep, brown sheep, black sheep, white sheep. They're all God's sheep. If you're saved, you're in the sheepfold. But sheep don't mean wrong. They just graze into difficulty. They do. They read about sheep. Sheep, they can easily be the way that they're made. And God calls us sheep now. He called you a sheep. But the way they're built, their legs, they can fall over in this stuff easy. And if they can't get out, they'll be and the whole flock is going way over and can't nobody hear them. And they get cast up and they can't get out. And the wolves wait for a sheep to get cast up. That's what they call it, cast up. So the shepherd has a rod and a staff. The rod and then the staff. And the psalmist David said, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. See, that hook was when they fall down there, because they'll eat and just kind of slip over the side. when the shepherd goes and finds, he leaves the 99 and goes to find the one. He'll reach over with the hook, the staff, and grab it up underneath the front legs and pull it up out of there. And you see the calendar sometime with the shepherd with the sheep over his shoulders and carry it back and nurse it back, you know, to health and all that. But the rod is the other side when the sheep don't want to come. Sheep don't want to act right. The staff is for comfort. The rod is for correction. Get your little behind over there. What? But I said, get. Bye. Bye. Get your little behind over there. That's what the rod is for. It's for comfort and correction. So sheep know how to be corrected. They take comfort in it because the shepherd is the good shepherd. He ain't doing it just for pleasure. He's doing it for purpose. So we wrestle. I'm going to show you this. Now, let me give you another portion of what wrestle means. It means to engage one another in an attempt to gain control. Engaging one another in an attempt to gain control by using techniques designed to throw your opponent off balance and take them to the ground where you can achieve a dominant position. The object of wrestling is to cause your opponent to surrender to the dominant power that you possess. Now, wrestlers that oil themselves are hard to grapple with. Hard. So you really had to have some technique. I was telling the early service, I wrestled in what we call middle school. And I was a champion in 7th and 8th grade. No, I'm sorry, I was champion in 7th grade and lost in the championship in 8th grade, 88 pounds. Had a little plastic trophy. And I still, I don't know if I still have it, but I had the brackets, the guys I beat that I wasn't supposed to beat. There was a boy named Purvis Ellis and a boy named Timothy Davis. Both of them was wrestlers. They were short, small, stout, you know, wrestlers, and I beat them both. Amen. Pin them. Amen. Got my little trophy. But see, again, wrestling is engaging one another in an attempt to gain control. We are continuing in part 78 of Mega Grace, the prophetic transformation, part 2. Faith doesn't always make sense. A renewed mind leads to a higher and better thinking by way of the Spirit. We will never come to know the mind of God through natural, carnal thoughts, means, and ways. Isaiah 55:8 states, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord." Walking in the prophetic is like walking in heaven while here on the earth.
This is Trevor Banks again, and I'd like to invite you to visit us this weekend at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. Our service times are 11 a.m. Sunday morning. Come and join us for great music, anointed preaching, and warm fellowship. We're located just off US 1 at 405 Exoria Avenue in beautiful Fort Pierce, Florida.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.